Because she was whispering.
Yeah. His mic was off.
Ready for this, Alex?
I think I got it.
Let's know we're okay. Good evening, everybody. This is the Johnson County, Iowa Board of Supervisors meeting for Thursday, May 10th, 2018. This is the informal meeting, and my computer just went off. So it's 8:18 in the evening. First order of business is the attorney's office reports and inquiries.
Just been very busy the last week, but nothing specific to report to this body.
Except inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Zimmerman was just named first county attorney.
Yes.
And then there is a new hire in today's
Mike
for
Lang.
A county attorney one for Michael.
Mike Lang.
He Michael came Lang. Out. That's I thank you for inquiring.
And what position is he taking?
His, I believe, is a attorney one position as a prosecutor.
Oh, prosecutor. This isn't the other civil or DMC.
No, but still Susie and I.
He's been a so prosecutor far. In Jones County, I think he told
yes.
us.
Yes. Yep. And also was in some level of private practice. So, yes, Michael Lang has joined our office as one of the positions that essentially was opened on the team by Ann Leahy's retirement and Dana Christensen's appointment.
So help us out then. With Ann and Dana, mm-hmm. and this is one hire, so we're still short a criminal?
I believe so.
And we're advertising for two civils?
No, a civil and another criminal, I believe.
Well, the DMC is a criminal, although they'll do work in both, right?
Sort of. No, I think the DMC was advertised as a civil.
So I thought she was advertising for the third civil, DMC, both.
You know what? I'm not managing any of the hiring, so let me go back and get a report.
Is there any clarification?
Yeah, I should
do that. And then, like, even shoot us an email, because I saw them all in the payrolls today. I didn't exactly know what was going on.
Sure, yep.
And a timetable, if there is one.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay.
So, just another thing regarding that office. Mayor of Shoeyville reached out to us regarding the 28E agreement that we had, you know, agreed to, and has been calling me on a regular basis wanting to know where it is. And I always loop in Greg Parker and then the office. And even though it's not really till next year, they want the paperwork now. And I just thank you, Ryan, for attending to that. And they're just afraid that we're going to
change our minds.
That's a polite way to pay it.
Sure.
I think they're waiting for they were waiting for the census.
I can give you a tiny bit of update on that. So, you know, the maybe the starting point on that document was the was a kind of a generic 28E road improvement agreement, which I think we're going to try to stick as close to as possible. But there was also reference to this arrangement that was made regarding the 120th Street improvements back in, I think, 2010 or 2011. Yeah. That document's significantly different. And so I actually had a conversation with Ed Bartels today.
Yeah.
He's going to reach out to, I guess, his counterpart with the city of Shoeyville, get those plans so that we can make specific references to specific parts of the plan incorporate into this agreement. But that's
fantastic.
It is being worked on, yeah. I can assure you. Yeah.
Thanks.
So I will get back with the mayor and tell her that
please go ahead.
Yep. Thank you, appreciate the work on that. Mm-hmm. Anything else for Ryan? Okay, moving on. Board of Supervisors discuss state and federal legislative issues, including updates of the Urban County Coalition pending legislation. Anything legislative, folks? Mike.
If we just step back one agenda item first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
skipped you.
That's not the first time that
not
I've done that.
The first time, that's right.
Yes.
Just a simple thing. First, Ilsa DeWald will be starting Monday, our local foods coordinator. So that's an exciting time, Ilsa DeWald.
Okay.
And the other thing is you'll be receiving some correspondence shortly. I had a meeting today with Chris Edwards and Dana Ashenbrenner. We're starting to get the proper financial accounting on board for expenditures and revenues associated with the Behavioral Health Urgent Care Center. The difficulty is that's a, it has to be, the costs have to come out of service area three. So, and we don't have any budget authority for operations for this year. So we're just working through those issues. I just wanted you to know those discussions are going on, and you'll be getting some emails from that, from Dana Ashenbrenner on suggested actions that need to take place.
Thanks.
Very mundane accounting stuff that we just got to get resolved.
Thank As opposed to exciting accounting stuff?
Pretty much, yeah.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll move on to Board of Supervisors legislative issues. Nothing new from yesterday.
The only thing is, I don't even know who it was. Someone, it'll come to me, but it doesn't matter. Someone stopped me and asked me what we were doing to prepare for the budget cuts that the state did in the final budget bill. And I said, well, frankly, we don't actually know what's in there yet. And that as that develops, our departments will report back to us. That because of the way they did it the first year isn't that devastating, that the backfill was filled and they didn't entirely cut a lot of additional cuts. Although my guess is the budget won't balance and they'll have de-appropriations. Right. And so I just said we didn't know much yet. And
the governor also has line item veto power on a lot of things. So
I just wanted to say that's how I answered the question, and we all may start getting those questions. And so as soon as we know something, we probably should survey
the departments. Does she have 30 days?
Yeah.
30 days?
Yeah.
From when it formally reaches her desk?
Yes.
Literally, physically.
Thank you. Anything else legislative? We've got an Urban County Coalition call tomorrow at 10.
So maybe you can ask that question. Have they figured out?
Yeah, has anybody
landed on our desk yet?
Yeah. Well. And the standings bill and whatnot.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, that brings us to reports and inquiries. I think we started down there last time.
I'm sorry, before we even get there, you said you didn't think we were meeting next Wednesday morning?
We are.
Okay. We all think we are.
Sounds good.
Yes.
I just know we had it on a calendar at 1:30, but it could be wrong. So,
okay. Thanks.
That's when we had, earlier in the other meeting, we had talked about working on the comp plan. And if it took 3 or 4 hours, it was going to take 3 or 4 hours. Yeah. Thank you, Emily. Okay, that brings us to reports and inquiries. Let's start in the middle this time sometime. Kurt or Lisa?
Okay, I'll go.
You jump forward.
So I'll go, and I will, I'm going to do my speed version. Busy week. I had a regional governance board sort of meeting. We were doing some, I guess it was planning with Jeff Schott. I had two Flip-It events that I went to, one for Kayla Cater from House District 55 and the other for Jody Clemens from House District 73. I had two liaison meetings, both one with ambulance and one with medical examiner office. I site visits with PDS and conservation. I attended Ellie Krug's Gray Area Thinking. If you ever get a chance to attend that, I highly recommend it. It was very good training. It made you leave thinking, and I think that's always a good thing. I've attended two supervisor candidate forums, and what are we at now? Two to go or one to go?
One to go, I think.
I'm sure you're happy about that. And then we've had property meetings for our BHUC and also for just kind of talking with the city about possibilities for perhaps squaring off the property where Carquest is located. So busy week, a lot of meetings. I feel like it has been also a productive week, though, based on yesterday. That's my report.
How about you, Kirk?
A couple of liaisons, social services, and my first one at the ME office, which was so gruesome, I thought they were hazing me or something.
It kind of was.
Yeah, there was. It was just a particularly violent last couple of weeks and so on that they've been dealing with over there. And so that all of you can sleep tonight, I won't go into any details of it.
When Mike was the ME I think he got pleasure out of watching us turn green. I'm just saying.
He spared me my first one, and I said, is that all you got for me?
And yes, thanks for the gray area thing. That was really great. And I just want to say a serious public thank you to the droves of people who were here tonight who came to state their opinion and root for their particular cause, no matter what it was. It does our hearts good to see people that involved in local government, so thank you. And that's my report.
Okay, we'll go back on the other side. Rod?
Just one quick thing. Iowa City lost a real original this past week, Jeff Town. If you know Jeff, I don't have to say anything. Quite a character. Rest in peace.
See the photo.
That's my report.
Oh, yeah.
So, a couple things quick. I don't want to go over anything and it's late. My heart all night long has been with the people in Mount Pleasant. 32 families were torn apart by an ICE raid. I'm told that Highway Patrol, City Police, and County Sheriff participated in that ICE raid.
I saw a picture that had City Police.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I was told. And I just find that absolutely ridiculous. With all that law enforcement has to do, that is not the highest priority. These 32 families were ripped apart. Our local Team Can is raising money. There's the community bond project to help bond these people out. And often with the community bond project, they have to drive to Omaha, Nebraska, and deliver it in cash. And so please consider getting involved. Team Can is collecting food and clothing and cash for the families that have been torn apart. And community bond is collecting money for their bond. I am deeply saddened to live in a country that feels that this is the highest priority of the county, country to do so. And I am sorry that local law enforcement decided to participate. And then I'm going to move on to something really positive, and that Sunday is Mother's Day. And my mother, Linda Redding, I want to wish a happy Mother's Day and thank my mom for the adventuresome spirit she has. Last weekend, it was really important to her that we ride this cancer ride for victims of cancer and research. And so while it's named Tour de Brew, they had 575 riders, the largest that it's been doing it for 5 years. They raised a ton of money, and it was really great to see so many people participating in cancer awareness and raising money. And that's my report. Happy Mother's Day.
Is that Stone Boulevard sponsoring that?
No, they get a new sponsor every year.
Do they really?
This year it was Sam.
It has been a busy week, and I thank you, Janelle, for bringing that up. We were going to bring that up earlier in the meeting, but it wasn't on the agenda, and so I kind of read what was on the agenda and forgot to bring that up. So the Mount Pleasant situation. It also happened to be about the anniversary of the raids up in Postville.
Close 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years. And so that was in the news. At the same time, this was at the news. And so I'm glad that we live in a welcoming county and that we stand behind our immigrant community. And we'll do everything we can for them. It has been a busy week. I attended a lot of the same things that everybody else did. And I would like to wish my mother a happy Mother's Day. She will be going out of town for a funeral. She just lost her best friend. So she's traveling up to Algona probably tomorrow for a funeral. And then we'll spend her Mother's Day with her family, her immediate family, in Fort Dodge. So I will not see my mother on Mother's Day, so I want to wish her a happy Mother's Day. And again, thank her for having me 57 years ago. So that's all I have. And again, I wanted, like Kurt did, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. It was a long night, but we heard a lot of really passionate people speaking on many sides of the issue. And so that's what government's all about, is redressing your grievances. And I think we heard from them tonight. So I thank everybody for being here and for their patience tonight. It's been a long one. Only 3 hours. We've been here longer.
We've done worse.
Anything else for the good of the cause? Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Alex. And we apologize that the streaming may not be working anymore, so people might not be hearing this. Thank you, everybody. We're adjourned.
Thanks, everybody.